out of here. So let's start with you, Bob. I see your hands up.
Okay, very good. Hi, Zane.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm going great. I assume that things are kind of a whirlwind for you these days. So congratulations on a win and being a daddy. What has this whole week been like for you?
Yeah, it's been obviously pretty crazy. Whirlwind of emotions, but I got a rock back home and my wife, and she's been doing awesome. So that's been making it easy. Like the whole time, just kind of gained strength through her because she was, I don't know, she's so dominant throughout the whole process. It was pretty smooth sailing for the most part.
So you weren't here for the game on Saturday night.
Yep.
Were you over at LVHN?
We actually did majority of the labor at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like the big thing is like you got to get to 10 centimeters, and she was wanting to do everything at home as much as she could. So by the time we got in there, she was 7 centimeters, and that was like 1:30 in the morning. So she did a good majority of it at home, and then we got in there, and by 4:38, the little one popped out. So it was pretty impressive.
4:38 in the morning, and so the pictures that we've seen of you gathering with the family there in the hospital, that's like 5 a.m. or so. You're looking pretty good.
Yeah,
for 5 a.m.
Yeah.
For, I mean, all of you are looking pretty good for an all-nighter. I mean, some people look like they're totally destroyed and with good reason, but you guys look great.
Yeah. Like I said before, she's been a rock star throughout this whole process. So I've been pretty lucky to have such a strong woman, and she's able to do it with such ease. So it was pretty impressive.
Okay, let me ask you about playing here with this team, and you know, this, we haven't had a chance to catch up with you yet. So this whole season, and your wife is, you know, 7-8 months pregnant through this season, and it looks like you're just jumping right in and obviously playing well this year.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I think it's a culmination of everything too. Like our coaching staff does a good job every single day coming in, showing us clips we need to get better, things we're doing well. Just areas like that. And then obviously our structure as a team too has been pretty rock solid. So obviously with a full season too, there's obviously ebbs and flows. So we've done a good job of kind of weathering the storm and just getting better every day. And plus it's nice having the leadership group that we do, and then sprinkle in with some young bucks that keep us young as well, and keep us fired up every night too.
Tell me about your friendship with Alex Lyon. You guys have known each other since like 5 years old, and you've probably never been on the same team before, I don't think. You've always played against each other, right? So is that kind of weird?
Yeah, going back, sometimes in the summers, there was a couple select teams that we were fortunate enough to play with each other, but majority were going against each other throughout the whole process from 5 years old all the way up till college hockey, and then making the jump to pro. So we've always been on the other end, and it was nice to have him coming back and smiling at the bench and kind of joking around and stuff too in between whistles. And I don't know, hockey's a small world, so it's pretty fun when you can have that relationship and kind of have that bond throughout the years.
I mean, from high school rivals to the USHL, and then you're kind of on opposite sides for college hockey, but you're in the same division and seeing each other in the AHL.
Yep.
When you were in Providence, Alex had told me about this, and just like, wow, it's so weird, you know, that just all the way back to when you're 5 years old. I mean, that's just bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. Do you start, when you see Alex come over to you on the bench during one of the promo timeouts and you're the backup goalie, does it kind of flash back to you, hey, I've known this guy since I was 5 years old?
Yeah, I mean, as hard as it is, you try to stay in the moment, I guess. I think both of us try and do that. But yeah, it's easy to kind of reminisce and have some good times and good laughs and stuff as well. So it's pretty special.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm sorry I asked so many questions there. I wanted to get to that topic too. We got a lot to cover. Zane,
yep.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on being a daddy and on a great win here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Amy, I see yours hands up, so why don't you go next for us? Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Hi, Zane, and congratulations as well on becoming a dad and on the win tonight. You just talked so much about your relationship with Alex Lyon. Can you talk a little bit about the relationship you have with the other guys on your regular rotation here with the Phantoms, your relationship with Sandstrom and McAdam, and how the three of you work off of each other, work together, and just how that's been going this season?
Yeah, it's it's obviously unique having three goalies this year. Is kind of crazy with obviously COVID protocol and all that fun stuff. But I think it's been a great process of kind of getting the minds together and feeding off each other. You know, Felix is on the younger side, and he's coming in and doing really well. And he's coming to work every day. And Eamon's been great as well, coming into practice every single day and working his butt off. And I think a lot of that has to do with Brady, our goalie coach. He's been a rock for us. And you know, if there's one guy who's starting, the other guy's getting work with Brady, vice versa. It's been just a good team effort. Just, you know, we're kind of on our own island. It's a special and unique position to be a goaltender. And the biggest thing is we can obviously bring the best out of each other. And that's what we're trying to do every day.
Aside from your solid performance in the crease this season, can you describe what it is that this team is doing so well in front of you that's making your job a little easier?
I think it's a lot of things. Obviously, if we can break the puck out easier, and then we got more time to go play on the other end. So I think that it all starts with that. Just forwards holding up for our defensemen, and those guys are making plays to get it up to into the forwards' hands. And we go down and play in the offensive zone, and it makes the game a little bit more enjoyable, I think, for everybody. So I think that's been obviously great. And I think penalty kill-wise, you look at our numbers and stuff, that's been a strong suit for us. And I think obviously that goes a long ways throughout the course of the season. If you gain momentum by killing penalties, you know, you can establish that you're having that solid foundation, and you obviously gain momentum throughout the course of the year through that too. And it's just been a good team effort. You know, there's been guys coming in and out of lineup, COVID protocols, all that fun stuff, but I think this group's been pretty resilient so far, and we obviously have to keep that going.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. And congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Patrick, I see that you have your hand up, so go ahead.
Yes, Zane, congratulations on the win and the new daughter.
Thank you.
Yes, as a 28-year-old, when you're working with a young goalie like Felix, where's that line for you between being a mentor to him but also still staying on track with your own personal goals and your own ambitions to eventually reach the NHL?
Yeah, great question. I think the biggest thing is just trying to lead by example. I mean, you can be a cheerleader as much as you can, rah-rah, all that fun stuff. But push comes to shove, you kind of show that you're out there doing the work and making progress to where you want to go. And I think he'll feed off that, whoever will take notice of that too. So there's obviously the mentorship too, like communicating with each other and trying to pick each other up, you know, say if there's a bad bounce or something happens throughout the game where you just got to try and help him reset, and vice versa. He helps me try and reset too. So it's kind of a fine line as far as that goes. But I think if you can lead by example, obviously that's, I think, the best route for everybody.
And what have you learned through the ups and downs of your career, the highs and the lows, that you would pass on to a young goalie like him as far as really the mental side of the game more than anything?
Yeah, great question. I think the biggest thing that I've learned in my career is just looking at yourself and having that inner belief. You know, obviously in this game, there's things that happen that are so crazy. You know, you're here this day, you're up getting called up, you're getting sent down to another different league that's going over here, vice versa. Like, there's a lot of things that go on that you just have no control. The biggest thing you do have is like your inner belief and how you can play and just having that confidence in your game. So I think that's the biggest thing we've tried to pass down. And obviously it's nice too when we can get some work in with Brady, and he's starting to build that confidence, I think, with everybody and myself personally too. Like, coming in, I didn't really know what to expect as far as working with the goalies and the goalie coach. So it's been a really good partnership, and I think that's the biggest thing as well. Having a guy you can relate with and talk to, and you can build on your game and add things as well, but not try and make it as complicated as it is. It's just a rubber puck. You get in front of it and you stop it. It's a simple game, you know?
And what were your expectations for the season coming in? You know, it was a tough job market for a lot of players this off season. How did that go for you? And what were your goals that you set coming in?
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy couple months. Obviously, with free agency going on, there was no It was a difficult market, we'll say, and there was no bites, a lot of nibbles out there, but no bites. And then ended up going overseas for a bit, came back, and was out in camp in Arizona, and just got a phone call. And that's a crazy, crazy world we live in. So I kind of said to myself and my family, and I got a couple guys that I work with as well, a gentleman named Pete Fry, who's been a real help. And we just said, hey, let's take advantage of this opportunity. Like, let's build that inner belief and make sure that we come here and we're ready to play and ready to put our best foot forward. And it's such a short season, as far as it's more of a sprint than a marathon, right? With only limited amount of games. So you got to make every game count, make every period count. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Thank you.
Oh, we have time for one more question. Joe, you're up.
Yes, hi, Zane. I apologize. I didn't realize my video didn't go on last time. But I was wondering, when you're out, obviously, in this unique season, having all the goalies up play for the Phantoms this year, and your buddy, great buddy Alex Lyon, and your new buddies, Felix Sandstrom, I was wondering what you do in the off time, not playing since the 14th, to be able to really prepare and stay in tune and really have a great performance tonight, to be able to kind of stay in the zone, so to speak, to come into this performance.
Yeah, good question. I think, we're all professionals here, as far as coming to the rink every day, making sure we're prepared to go on the ice. And the biggest thing is just consistently coming to the rink and bringing your A game. That's what I've learned over the course of the years is, you know, every day is a day to build that confidence and build that, build your game to where you want it to go. And you know, when you get out to the game, it's simpler. It kind of slows down just because of all the hard work you put in practice. So I think that's been the biggest thing. And on top of that too, a lot of kudos goes to our goalies and goalie coaches too. They've helped us where we get out early in the practice, feel the puck a little bit and get moving well, so that when practice does come and those guys are flying down and shooting pucks here, you're making saves and helping to build that confidence. So it's just every day in, day out, trying to improve and obviously be ready for the next time you get into the game, because with this crazy year, you never really know when it's going to happen. So you just got to obviously be as prepared as you can.
Thanks, Zane. Congratulations on becoming a father.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Zane. Thank you so much for your time. And that's all the questions we have for you tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.